Last January, Patrick Nelson became the first Democrat to enter the race against newly reelected incumbent Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, a Republican from New York's 21st District. It's become a crowded primary field since then, spurred by discontent over Congress's health care deliberations. Nelson says that health care remains the key issue across the district.
I think healthcare got thrown into the forefront early in this campaign with that vote for the disastrous package that Elise Stefanik supported, Congresswoman Stefanik supported in the House. And that really galvanized a lot of people because it's very threatening personally, right? Because we're talking about one of the very intimate areas where when we're interfacing with the healthcare system, it's usually not on our best day, you know, with the exception of maybe a child being born. We're there because something is frightening us. And when you're compounding that with, am I even going to be able to see a doctor if something comes along? I think that has really lit a fire under a lot of people, me personally and a lot of people we've talked to. So that's still at the forefront. And it is kind of an all-encompassing issue because it also impacts the ability to grow jobs. You know, if you're unsure about your healthcare future, you might stay in a job where you might otherwise leave and start a business or what have you because of the health insurance plan that you're under. So it's an issue of economic development at the same time as it's an issue of healthcare. So that's been a real fundamental issue in this campaign. You know, the other ones are jobs.
I want to talk a bit about money. The FEC fundraising reports came out in October, and in the list of the Democratic primary candidates for New York 21, you are fourth, so you are in the middle of the pack. What do you make about where you are in your fundraising efforts?
Well, when we launched this campaign, I made it really clear that I did not have a lot of wealthy friends to draw on. Whereas some candidates may be able to make a phone call and ask for $400 or $1,000, sometimes I'm getting $40. And this is why we need to move to a publicly financed system of elections where the issues becomes then who has the best ideas and the best policies to move forward, not who knows the most people that are wealthy that can write large checks to their campaign. And while we may not be able to turn it up as loud as some other people, I think we'll cut through because we're talking about the issues that genuinely impact people and we're talking about solutions that move us forward, things like Medicare for All, like mobilizing on climate change, like having a living wage of $15 an hour for working people in this district, like having a foreign policy of diplomacy. We're talking about those issues. We're putting them to the forefront, and I believe ultimately that's going to lead to our success as a campaign.
Ideologically, that's good, but there are some practical matters when it comes to money, like travel.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, there will eventually be advertising. Do you worry that you are at a disadvantage at this point?
What really still works is getting out and talking to people, knocking on doors. That is the most effective way of contacting voters. Then ultimately, I think we'll be able to turn out the vote necessary to secure the nomination.
Patrick Nelson, one thing that we can't ignore is that your father, who is the mayor of Stillwater, was arrested recently on child pornography charges. First of all, how are you and your family in the wake of that?
Yeah, we're as well as can be expected under the circumstances. There's been a lot of community support for my family. Certainly, you know, our relatives are there for us. You know, we're working through it day by day. I mean, it came as a shock to us. And, you know, it has been emotionally challenging, I'm not going to lie, personally and with the family. And it's something that, you know, we're working through. In regards to the campaign, I'll leave it at this. A lot of people get arrested every day who aren't me, and it doesn't affect my campaign. Ultimately, this is someone getting arrested that wasn't me. So in the eyes of the voters, I hope that they can look past that and focus on who I am as Patrick Nelson as an individual and not I'm not an extension of my father. I'm my own person. And I'll leave it at that.
Patrick Nelson, you have been trained as a scientist.
Mm-hmm.
And you've also been an activist. What can you bring to Congress as a scientist and an activist?
I have a bachelor's of science in biochemistry. There's a certain humility that goes along with understanding the scientific process and then adaptability to new information. And I think that that's something that if we had more of that in our public policy, we would recognize the severity of the threat of climate change and react to it appropriately, we wouldn't be arguing about how to reduce healthcare costs. You cannot do what is right if you don't first do to the best of your ability understand what is true.
During a visit to Plattsburgh in August, incumbent Republican Elise Stefanik said regardless of the number of challengers, she is focused on her job and delivering results to the district.
I feel confident, but I'm going to focus on doing my job because that's why they voted for me, because they know I'm energetic, I'm hardworking, and I'm common sense and independent-minded and an effective voice for this district in Washington.
The other six candidates seeking the Democratic nomination in the 21st House District are Emily Martz of Saranac Lake, Don Boyajian of Saratoga County, Ronald Kim of Queensbury and Saratoga Springs, Tedrick Cobb of Potsdam, Katie Wilson of Keene, and Tanya Boone from Granville. Republican Russell Finley of Lisbon in St. Lawrence County is looking to force a Republican primary. You can hear more from those candidates at WAMC.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.